This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Nanaimo Community Hospice has been serving the community for over 30 years, and it was Canada's first community-based nonprofit charitable hospice. Nanaimo Hospice believes that people who are dying should experience dignity and peace, their caregivers should get the help they need, and their friends and family should be supported in their grief. The Community Hospice offers a wide range of programs, including hospice support on the palliative care unit at Nanaimo Regional General Hospital, adult grief counseling and group support, and counseling and support programs for children and youth. But Hospice House, the building where the community group is housed, is bursting at the seams, and a bigger home is urgently needed. A capital campaign is underway to expand the heart of hospice. We're joined in the studio by Nanaimo Community Hospice Executive Director Wendy Pratt and by hospice volunteer Ann Judson.
Welcome to People First Radio, Ann and Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your husband and your father both died within weeks of each other 20 years ago in 1992, and you received help at that time from a group in Vancouver. Tell us about that time of your life.
It was a very difficult time. I was only 38 when my husband died, and the future looked very bleak. All the hopes and dreams that we had as a couple were gone. I was used to being a very organized person, and so it was astonishing to me that the simplest of things seemed so difficult. I remember at one stage looking at an envelope and thinking, wow, how do you open this thing? When I attended a grief support group, it was a lifeline for me. Here were people who got it and who understood some of what I was going through. It was a very important part of my healing journey.
You've been a volunteer in the hospice field for over 15 years now. 11 of those years have been with Nanaimo Community Hospice. Tell us about your hospice work, why you do it, and why it's important.
I do it because I want to give back and provide some of the support that was provided to me as a volunteer. I've done many things with hospice. I have one-to-one clients who are dying that I visit in their homes to support them and their families. I also facilitate adult grief groups. I'm also a member of the Capital Campaign because I believe so strongly in this very worthwhile project.
Wendy Pratt, you're the executive director at Nanaimo Community Hospice. You're a leader in the hospice field. You've been in that field for quite a number of years, as we chatted about before we started this interview. You probably encounter quite a range of notions about what it is that hospice actually does for the community. And I made that mistake myself when I jumped to the assumption that you actually had a hospice with beds in it where people who were in the process of dying were staying. Give us a sense of the work of Nanaimo Community Hospice.
I'd love to. When we talk about a community-based hospice, what we mean is that we are working from a facility where all of our programs are being outreached into the community. For instance, our volunteers work in people's homes, they work in care facilities, and they also work on the palliative care unit at the hospital, supporting patients and families who are dying. But in addition to that, we have a lot of programs that provide outreach to the community, and those are group-based, individual counseling, support in the community for groups. We can go into the workplace and work with people there when they've suffered a loss. We also provide support to caregivers. So for instance, people in long-term care who are caring for all of these people who eventually die, they need support too.
Now, I looked on the website this morning, nanaimohospice.com.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think there were something like 16 discrete program areas, something that large. It's quite surprising in a way. But I also took a look at your annual report from last year. And in there, I read that in the year 2000, Nanaimo Hospice served 650 clients. That's in the year 2000. And in the year 2011, the organization served 2,296 clients. Tell us about the increasing need and the demand for hospice services that you've seen.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, the need for hospice never goes away. People continue to die and people continue to grieve. And there is the huge caregiving issue as well now, which is happening as the baby boomers and their parents are entering this segment of healthcare delivery. So there's a lot of areas that we serve within the community. I've kind of lost the focus of that question.
Well, I was wondering about the almost the explosion in the numbers of people that are accessing your services over the last decade. Even.
You know, we knew even back in 2000 that we needed to serve more people, that there was a huge need, and we didn't want to end up not having the services available and having to turn people away. And so we really made a concerted effort to move from 34 active volunteers to within 3 to 5 years, 150 volunteers working in the community. And that, to a large degree, speaks to the increase in the people that we are serving. Of that 2,296, probably about 400 of them are receiving education and support in the community. The rest of them are receiving direct support from hospice volunteers or counselors or staff, either at hospice house, on the palliative care unit, in their home, or in a care facility.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
According to Wikipedia, hospice is a type of care and a philosophy of care that focuses on the palliation of terminally ill or seriously ill patients' symptoms. The word palliation means to make less severe, as in relieving or soothing the symptoms of a disease or disorder without necessarily affecting a cure. Symptoms can be physical, emotional, or psychosocial in nature. Hospice care focuses on bringing comfort, self-respect, and tranquility to people in the final year of life. The Nanaimo Community Hospice has been serving the community for over 30 years, and it was Canada's first community-based nonprofit charitable hospice. The community hospice offers a wide range of programs, including hospice support in the palliative care unit at Nanaimo Regional General Hospital, adult grief counseling and group support, and counseling and support programs for children and youth. We're speaking with Nanaimo Community Hospice Executive Director Wendy Pratt and hospice volunteer Ann Judson.
Wendy, Nanaimo Hospice's capital campaign is called Expand the Heart of Hospice. It's a beautiful title for the campaign. Considerable progress has been made. I was noting that as well, that you're approaching the goal for that campaign, but there's still a ways to go. Tell us more about the campaign and where you're at with it.
Well, that campaign was so necessary. We literally are bursting at the seams where we are at Hospice House. We must move, and we found the perfect location. The campaign is a $1.25 million project. We own our own home, and so part of that sale will go towards the $1.25 million. But in addition to that, we launched a $900,000 campaign to raise enough money to help us with the purchase to renovate the facility and to equip it. It's twice the size of the building where we are now. We're 70% of the way there, but that still means $300,000 left to raise. And, you know, in a community where we really need to provide support, we don't want to be paying a mortgage. We don't want to be raising money to pay a mortgage. We want to raise money to provide programs. And so we really want to get this project done, and we're asking our community to get behind us and help us with it.
Wendy, you're a member of the campaign cabinet. I was reading about that this morning as well. What does it mean to be part of a campaign cabinet, and what is it that you do?
I make cold calls. I contact organizations or individuals who we have identified as potential donors. I also go out and do speaking engagements so that we can inform people about what our services are, as well as informing them about the capital campaign itself.
And as a volunteer, I think that you've probably encountered the need for space and the crunch that's going on within hospice house itself. What have you seen, and how can you speak to that current need?
Absolutely. I've seen staff having to share offices, which is not effective use of anyone's time when you've got two or three people on the phone calls and that kind of thing. I've seen one group having to finish up their group and clean up quickly before the next activity can take place. And I've seen good programs not being able to be run because we have no available time slots. Pretty much every evening of the week is taken up at Hospice House, and there's just no more time or space available to run really good programs.
Wendy, we talked with Anne briefly at the start of this interview and asked her for some of the personal context around how she came into doing this work. How were you drawn to this work? How did you end up in working in the hospice field?
I actually had a rather life-altering experience 23 years ago with a woman by the name of Barbara. It was the first time I had ever been with someone who was outside of my family or even inside my family who died while I was there. And it sent me on a bit of a journey. I began volunteering in long-term care. I had two more experiences, and someone said to me, "Why don't you become a hospice volunteer? You're really good at this." This was all part of a quest to find something more meaningful in my life, and boy, did I find it. I consider my job a gift. I love the work that I do, and people think that this is can be very depressing work. It's not. It's wonderful work. It's work of the heart, and yes, it's very real. People do die. There is sadness, but that's all part of the life experience, and if we embrace it and move forward from it, we can really live our lives well. And that's what we want to do. It's about quality of life.
And 20 years ago, you accessed help because two people close to you in your life passed away in a very short period of time within each other. How would someone know if they might benefit from hospice services or if they might need hospice services? Are people always aware of the situation that they're in?
I would say that everyone can benefit from hospice programs and services if they have experienced the death of a loved one. It might be seeing a counselor, it might just be coming in and borrowing a book from our extensive library, or it could be accessing one of our many programs. Hospice is there to help make everyone's grief journey a little easier. We can help make people realize that they're not going crazy. They are grieving, and that's one of life's most profound experiences.
Hmm. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world to reach your goal in 2013. January 2013 is your hope for reaching that goal and moving into the new space.
Yeah. I think we'll probably won't be in the space until March or so.
I see.
But the original goal was January, and just because of the way the program it's moving forward, we've made a decision to look at March instead.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation? We have just under a minute left. Anne Judson.
I would just like to thank you for this opportunity today. I hope people who need us contact us, and I hope that those who can will support this very worthwhile project. Thanks.
And Wendy, anything else you'd like
to add? I guess what I would just like to say is it doesn't really matter what type of issue you're facing around end of life, whether it's actually dying, whether it's caregiving for a loved one, or whether it's grieving a loss. And it doesn't matter what age you are. We have a program for you, and we're here for you. And all of our programs are free. Nobody has to pay.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Wendy Pratt is Executive Director of Nanaimo Community Hospice, and Anne Judson is a longtime hospice volunteer. You can find Nanaimo Community Hospice online at nanaimohospice.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.